Now, we come up. A slow process that might keep you connected to where you just were. Just rising, like out of some deep place, somewhere you landed. An anchored return to it place where you get to go, out of hand and intense. You run the reps, but you're also allowed to apply a safe and uncharacteristic intensity here that other places simply don't bear. You do the work and let the pathway thicken, and then we lock it in by departing at the end of the session. Check your body, move your musculature, and move your mind as well. Remember things that came before you began. Think of things that will come after. An ending to the anchor teaches your nervous system where it begins. Which is to say, you want that unique look to come over you, that, oh, night-night, I went there. Well, this is the opposite state. The I'm definitely not currently deep. I'm definitely not currently in that specific state. Now the liminal edges are accessible to you, but the tool stays where it was, and leaving it there gives you the reassurance and safety to really let go when it's time. When you or I or a trusted external agency you bestow with that signal, give that button to. Maybe they don't have to pick their way in like I do, and you're going to give people keys. Certainly you should have one on you. Breathe in. Just a little more. Soft edges of awareness turning into a more firm focus. Remembering the room you're in exists. Remembering the body you're in exists if you're like me. And with enough practice, you may well be. The longer you listen, the more a twitch in your mind, a subordination of other thought, and a welcoming of suggestions like mine returns to you. Whenever night-night for me, go to night-night anchored place, the landing space. The now, follow me down, we end up there together. A mechanism that will weather time because you'll train it, as I have my own. Feel where your body rests, your hands. Think of the trajectory of a safe place to launch to, and a safe place to launch from. Night-night. And then rising up, the undertow being as much from drop, rise, as it is from any attempt by you or I. You're doing this to yourself. And you can retrieve the memory like any other one, but when you retrieve a memory, you're really playing a fake context of that moment. That replay. It's not like you open a filing cabinet, you go through the day, or through what you think of the day, that you're remembering. No need to go deep, just tap, tap, tap into a brain that's already asleep, mine. Already ahead of you, so now, follow me back up. For the brief moments, I am up, but I imagine you're undropped far more often than me. Inhale, one, two, three, bringing a light touch to your functional mind. Carrying forward all the things you heard here, anything useful, cadence, warmth, or the dear tools of your brain put away for another day and reinforcing that you may play whenever you make time. Whenever you engage with rituals just like mine or your own or those you've taken from somewhere else that have shown useful progress. For the useful progress that you incorporate, there can be more. 5, 6, and the slick, deliberate passage down, whether rolling your shoulders, wiggling your fingers, stretching luxuriously, leaves the option to inspect and remember my words in retrospect and fall right back down with me. Waking into carried and deliberate softness, the fog of your brain set aside, and a sharpening intensity, a burst upward, a I'm totally not anywhere in any altered state of mind but here. You are here, Open your eyes if they aren't open. Focus somewhere across the room. If you have to get out of any muzzy fuzziness that remains, name a few objects you can see. Or tap, tap, tap into the briefly waking me. Yes, here is a briefly waking me. As you reorientate and orienteer yourself in space and time, remembering that what you've left down there remains in mind unless you manage the quite impressive feat, and if you did do this, then it was much, much more difficult than just following along. If you've heard none of my words and done none of the exercises and nothing you've heard was useful at all, then you probably have the focus and intensity to just follow a direct approach. No need for all the illusion and elision from me. You're probably able to drop right back down without even the words you may be thinking of now, and if you're not, again, it's much, much more difficult to not think of something than to think of it. Because we do so much that's inconsequential, and this just has the weight that you give it. Breathe. 7, 8, 9. Awake, clear, in the present mind. Now, every word you've heard as you followed me down and as you rose back up can be left in the past. Remember to hydrate. Remember to breathe. And remember, especially, to practice letting yourself show on your face what the words do in your head. And then you may find it easier to be led somewhat deeper down. But now, take care and go on with your day. That's all the practice you need. For now.